noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around?
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live right now on WWCR on May the 3rd. Glad to have you in here with us tonight. We've got some announcements for you. We will be in festival. That's the Passover festival for the spring festival of Passover. We'll be in Murphy, North Carolina at the Mountain Vista Inn. We'll be there starting on the Sunday evening on the 18th for an old-fashioned foot washing program, and we'd like to have you attend if you can. By all means, join us there for 8 glorious days, ladies and gentlemen, before the enactment of the scriptural Passover. Now, we're not talking about grape juice and crackers. We're not talking about some pagan high day or some denominational system way. We're talking about biblically inspired by the Bible to obey the things that he said to do. You have not because you ask not. And when you ask, ask amiss. Ladies and gentlemen, if we ask according to the Bible, he that heareth us, if we keep his commandments, said that he would hear us when we pray and when we obey him. Well, tonight's message, going to get right into it, and we've got a good one. We want you to call a friend and a neighbor and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is live tonight here on WWCR around the world, and we're hoping and trusting that we're coming in with your receiver, wherever you're receiving us, whether it's on the computer downloads or whether you're receiving us by a shortwave radio tonight. We're going to talk about S-1858. Now, I don't know that you've ever heard about that. Very few probably haven't heard about this. But the date was December the 13th, very close to Santa Claus Day. And we wonder if this is why that date was given to pass this bill. It is a bill simply marked in the congressional records as S-1858, and it was sponsored by Senator Chris Dodd. He's a Democrat of Connecticut, and was approved in the Senate on December the 13th. And in the House on April the 8th, and signed by George Bush on April the 24th. Well, you say, well, so what? I was busy buying Christmas presents. Well, that was the whole idea, to bring this public health emergency bill. Well, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, what's wrong with a public health emergency bill? Well, just wait till we get through tonight, and then you'll know. Ladies and gentlemen, we're to sleep at the wheel while this runaway locomotive called Washington, the District of Criminals, are proceeding to enslave the people of the United States virtually no fanfare when he signed this bill into law, and it's a plan to order the government, now listen to what the order is, to take no more than 6 months to set up a national contingency plan to screen newborns' DNA in case of a public health emergency. Now, let me repeat that. No fanfare, virtually none. You probably didn't even read it in your Jewish-controlled press. The media squashed this one as they met right before Christmas, knowing that two-thirds of the people in the United States would be busy Christmas shopping and getting ready for the visit of Old Saint Nicholas, and where we could sing Christmas carols to one another, while our public enemy passed a public health emergency to screen all, A-L-L, all newborns' DNA. You say, well, that's no big deal, Pastor Buddy. Well, what do you listen to some of the consequences here. Now, the new law requires that the results of the program, including information, right there, at word information, research and data on newborn screening shall be assembled by a central clearinghouse and made available on the Internet. Now, let me repeat that. This personal information of your offspring, we're going to prove to you it's going to soon include you. They're going to start with an innocent, well, this is for the babies to get their DNA. Ladies and gentlemen, the consequences of this is mind-boggling. Anytime that you mess with the genetic material of the human genes, and you have the power to do so, or the power to alter, or the power to change, and that's the problem, it's going to be assembled for research and data on newborns and shall be assembled by a central clearinghouse. Clearinghouse. What's that mean? That word, clearinghouse. Well, some DNA may not be acceptable. Have you ever thought about that? Oh, my. And made available. According to congressional records, S-1858, sponsored by Mr. Dodd, was approved by the Senate on December the 13th, right before Christmas of this year, ladies and gentlemen, while you were Christmas shopping. It was signed or approved by the House in April, and it went to Mr. Bush's desk, and he signed this bill on April the 24th. Now listen to this. Under this bill, the DNA of all citizens, let me repeat this, this bill, under this bill, S-1858, all of the citizens of the United States will be housed in government genomic biobanks and considered governmental property for government research, said Twyla Barris, president of the Citizens Council on Healthcare. The DNA taken at birth from every citizen is essentially owned by the government, and every citizen becomes a potential subject of government-sponsored genetic research. Oh, my. Now, we're beginning to know why that this bill was crammed through the House and the Senate right before Christmas, knowing that not many people would be aware of this bill. Miss Brace was objected and has objected extensively to plans in her home state of Minnesota to provide state government the same option now handed down to the federal government by Congress. In other words, states now are opting for this plan to provide the state government the same option. In other words, you already do this in your birth certificate, but now they have your DNA. All DNA will be registered in a bank, a biobank, if you will. This bill, she said, would strip citizens of genetic privacy rights and DNA property rights. That's something, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about your blood, if you want to be very plain and blunt about this. They are going to take your blood DNA and your genetic privacy right and your DNA property rights and put it in a bill that violates the ethics and, of all things, the Nuremberg Code. Now, we're going to talk about that just a little bit. Remember the horror outtakes that we used to watch about World War II Hitler and his genetic research team working on these poor citizens? And in Nuremberg, the code was passed that this would never be permitted. But here, of all countries, the good old U.S. of A. has now handed the federal government the power to set up a data bank with all of the DNA that it collects to be used exclusively by them, for them, about you. And it strips your genetic privacy rights. And that's what the problem is here. The public is absolutely clueless. I've never heard anybody mention this. Since December the 13th, what a day. Since April the 24th, when it was signed into law by the executive branch of our government, the president signed it, and the public at most is clueless. It imposes a federal agenda of DNA data banking and population-wide genetic research. It does not require consent, and there are no requirements to fully inform the parents about the warehousing of their child's DNA for the purpose of genetic research. Already in Minnesota, the State Health Department reports that 42,210 children of the 780,000 whose DNA is housed in the Minnesota DNA warehouse have been subjected to genetic research without their parents' knowledge or consent. Already going on, ladies and gentlemen, at the state level. 42,000 children out of the 780 in the data bank has done been used for research without the parents' knowledge or consent. You ain't got no consent. Your Congress and Senate just voided your consent. This is automatic. When you get a birth certificate, you will be assured that the government will get a DNA sample of your child. It'll go to its data bank. Now, we're going to get into, like I say, the consequences of this DNA data banking and population-wide genetic research. It's coming to everyone. It's inevitable. This is part of the blood, if you will, the genetic fingerprints to inform your parents, not your natural parents, but your governmental parents, whether you're going to be a potential good boy or a potential bad boy. Now, guess what? When they get total control, if they was to find out that your DNA indicated certain psychological disadvantages or certain genetic reapings, because the Bible said that the sins of the people are handed down to the third and fourth generation, and that's all DNA typing, and it does show a gene, a, if you will, a weak gene, or a gene that is going to become mutant and cause cancer or something like that, they can actually breed out by predetermination. This is why that the public is clueless of the power that they just handed without any objection because they were out Christmas shopping. We've got this federal plan that sets up coast to coast. You want to listen to coast? Get a load of this. They're going to set up coast-to-coast DNA collections and then report the results to physicians and families, as well as educate families about newborn screening. Oh, newborn screening. What does that mean, Pastor Buddy? Well, let's see. Have you ever heard of a guinea pig? Well, we're now considered as guinea pigs, as opposed to human beings with rights, said Miss Brace, warning such DNA databases could spark the next wave of demands for eugenics, the concept of improving the human race through the control of various inherited traits. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, advocated eugenics to cull from the population the types of people she considered to be unfit. Oh man, here we go now. Here we go with total abandon of your personal rights. And ladies and gentlemen, once this great data bank has been researched and they identify a gene in your genetics as unacceptable, then you could be the next wave to be waived as they kiss you and your genetics goodbye, and good riddance for that matter. In 1921, Sanger said that eugenics is the most adequate and thorough avenue to the solution of racial, political, and social problems. Do you think that the government would think in these terms? I would think so. And she later said that the ever-increasing an unceasingly spawning class of human beings who would never or should have never been born at all could be avoided. Now, such DNA collection programs are offered as screening requirements to detect treatable illnesses currently. Now, let me repeat. That sounds good, doesn't it? Such DNA collection programs are offered as screening requirements to detect treatable illnesses. Currently, the type of test conducted varies from state to state, but the Health Resource and Service Administration has requested a report that would include a recommendation for a uniform panel of conditions. Uniform panel of conditions? What's that mean? That means if you don't meet the conditions, you could be out. Now, we're not saying that this is going to happen overnight, but we're now laying the foundational groundwork for the eugenics, the concept of improving the human race through the control of various inherited traits, to to cull from the population the people that they, quote-unquote, the government, could consider unfit. Fortunately, some newborn screening occurs in every state. Listen to what Mr. Dodd said before this bill was ever approved through federal mandates, and the bill is S-1858, now gives the federal government the right to collect without your permission. You don't give any permission here. You don't have to. Once you go into the system and obtain a birth certificate, and it's required that you have one to prove that you are a citizen of the United States. Now, if you are an illegal, an immigrant, and we hear that there's about 18 million of those, once it's determined just exactly who these people are, then they're put on the books and they become eligible for government assistance. Oh, my. Oh, man, I don't want to even get started on that because, ladies and gentlemen, we have opened up a Pandora box. And where this program is going to end, it is very, very strong indications that these DNA collection programs will be screening requirements to detect the undesirables. The undesirables. Fortunately, when Dodd said that some newborn screening occurs in every state. How about your state? You say, well, they don't do that in my state. Oh, really? Well, Mr. Dodd, who sponsored the bill and had it approved by both the Congress and Senate, says that newborn screening occurs in every state. This legislation that we have passed will provide resources, that means money, for states to expand their newborn screening programs. So every state already had it. You didn't even know about it. Now it's a legal known fact. And of course, like I say, I didn't read it in the paper. I didn't hear it on the local newscast. The newsman didn't seemed all alarmed or thought it was worthy information. I wonder why that they think that Britney Spears, when she had the hiccups, or if she wants to take a walk, I mean, they'll spend 30 minutes on Miss Spears and information like this that you'll only hear through alternative ways. And that's why that America is being enslaved both mentally, physically, and soon spiritually. You're going to be told up front if you're an undesirable, both mentally, physically, and spiritually, if you're unacceptable to those collected requirements, then you could be excluded at birth. Now, let me give you something to think about. Before birth now, they can determine exactly what type of genetics you have. You don't have to be born. They can tell while you're in the womb the extraction of the DNA substance from you would give them a leg up. No wonder that we talk about killing the babies in the womb. A lot of people's upset about it. What about if they determine that you're not the proper fit from this genetic preposition? In other words, when they set up the guidelines, researchers are already looking for genes related to violence, crime, and different behaviors. Now, isn't that something? Now, let me repeat that. They're already looking for genes related to violence, crime, and unacceptable behaviors. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's where this is going. And that's why that it must be reversed. This country must reverse the way it's going for the purpose of those who would like to survive once it's required. And they find out that your behavior genes are related to either violence, a crime, or different behaviors. Now, that word different behavior, in other words, if you don't run with the herd, if you're not one of them, if you want to be independent, let's say that you don't want to send your children to school, you don't want the vaccinations, let's say that you don't want to have your children study out of the curriculum information that's in the public school. It's coming to the time that the researchers are going to hunt. They're going to hunt for all of these possibilities, both of violence, crime, and different behavior, whatever that is. That's what worries me right there. But let's say that you were 10, let's just look at each one of those. Let's just say that your genes indicated violence. Well, you could be eliminated. Let's say it indicated crime. Well, you could be eliminated. Let's say it indicated that you are going to be a liability to the state, that you're genetically flawed. Your mother took some kind of a prescribed drug, and it caused a birth defect. Your child was vaccinated in its infant state, and it comes up with autism. Well, we could get rid of that, right? Ladies and gentlemen, these have far-reaching consequences, but the word that I really look at in this report, and the bill is already passed, you don't have to worry about it coming into effect. It's already in effect. Whether you knew it or whether you didn't will not change the fact that this bill that I'm talking about, S number 1858, has done been signed into law. And they do have, without your permission, the ability to collect your DNA. If you get a birth certificate, you will bet your bottom dollar that the researchers already know your potential. It could be violence related to crime or different behaviors. Different behaviors. Well, let's go out in Texas for just a moment and look at these beautiful people out on the ranch that homeschooled their children, had them to dress proper, did not ask for any public assistance, trained them from biblical laws, very polite, but a fake call. This, it's been proven that the warrant that they got originally to obtain the permission to go in was from a woman out of state. I believe she was in Nebraska, a black woman. Finally traced her down that she made this call to cause all of these 400 plus children and all of these hundreds of parents and concerned citizens around the world. This is just the beginning of it, ladies and gentlemen. Homeland security? That's one of the biggest jokes in the world. Just ask the people down in New Orleans. And yet these are the people that's going to be looking after you or looking after your children or making the call whether you or your children will survive or be given a clean genetic bill of health to live. It's not. Now, here's some of the good things. And, of course, there is good sides to this. For instance, if you're prone to diabetes. Remember, I said the Bible said that you would bear the sins of your fathers. Let's talk about asthma and cancer. That's about behavioral issues. In England, they decided that they should have doctors looking for problem children. Now, listen to this now. In England, one of the so-called sane countries, English-speaking country, America, is just a mirror. In England, it's already happening, that they decided that they should have doctors looking for problem children and have those children reported and their DNA taken in case that they would become criminals. Oh, my. Well, they've got a camera on every corner coming to America. Now, you can't run a red light on caution going down through your red lights. They have got a camera watching you, and you'll receive a ticket in the mail. What about if you've got diabetes and they want to do away with diabetic people? All they have to do is to destroy the potential genes of that individual. What about asthma and cancer? Likewise. So then we're going to refine a generation of super people. Well, isn't that what Hitler wanted to do? You think maybe that the stroke of the president's pen on April the 24th was something that would have happened in the evil empire of Nazi Germany, as they try to tell us. And now we're doing the same thing that they did, only we're doing worse. It's been reported that all of the horror stories that we have read were in fact actually not true. A lot of them were not true. There was not 6 million Jews exterminated in Poland. That is one of the most outrageous, inflated figures that, and now they know it's not true. There's a $50,000 reward for anybody that can prove that. Nobody's ever took the money. In fact, the UK reports note that senior police forensic experts believe that genetic samples should be studied, because it may be possible to identify potential criminals as young as the age of 5. Oh, my. Well, do you see the potential for the mirrored nation of the United States? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's already happening. You may not think it is, but it's already being looked at. And these cloning possibilities that I did a series on genetic research. This is just a follow-up information that has now become available since April. And here we are in May. We are now 2 months into the foundational orders of this bill to set up a system for federal and state that they could look at all of the genetics coming on the scene, and possibly all of those factors that are factored in to such things as violence, crime, and different behaviors, religious behaviors not acceptable. Well, it's not acceptable for you to live apart from society. It's not acceptable for you to live and expect to let your children be homeschooled on a piece of property where you don't need the support of a federal government, where you do not have to take the vaccinations. That's not acceptable. So that's behavioral dissidents. Now, to eliminate all of those, and now what do we have? We have a classified, accepted genetic for the system to say, if it's not within this framework of genetics, then we exterminate or remove the genetics that is not acceptable. That's what it's coming to. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, that'll never happen now. You know that they wouldn't do that? Oh, really? Listen to this. Mr. Chris Davis of the National Primary Head Teachers Association warned that the move could be seen soon as a step toward a police state. Oh, really? Well, that's putting it mildly. Mr. Davis, in Britain, after that, they have the possible in place to identify potential criminals as young as age 5. And what are you going to do with those if your behavioral difference is not acceptable to the government's institution of what acceptable genetics are? And that's where the problem comes in. Bray said efforts to study trends and gene factors and classify people would be just the beginning of this horror and this nightmare. What could happen through subsequent programs to address these conditions, she wondered how far that they would actually go. As she said, not all research is great. Classifying people could lead to discrimination and prejudice. People can look at data about you and make assessments, ultimately, of who you are and whether you are a fit subject within the guidelines of the posted acceptance of your genetics. Newborn screening is one of the organizations known as the Heartland. We're talking about Heartland. Does that remind you of Germany? Heartland? Homeland? Again, Heartland Regional Genetics and Newborn Screening is one of the organizations that advocates more screening and more research. Well, they've always got those who are cheering on the government for a total police state. Now, it's not so bad to have a gun at your head, but what about a gun before you ever get ahead? What about those who are determined that you may possibly be on the list to be eliminated before you're ever born? Heartland Regional Genetics proclaims in its vision statement a desire to see newborns screened for 200 conditions. It also forecasts every student with an individual program for education based on confidential interpretations of their family and their medical history, their brain imaging, and their genetic predictors of best learning methods. So if you don't agree, ladies and gentlemen, you could be an individual without any genetic country. Could it be possible, ladies and gentlemen, that your genetics could actually be bred out of existence? Every individual should share information about personal and family health histories, as well as gene tests for recessive conditions and drug metabolism, with the other parent of their future children. Oh my, now you're going to have the potential here is that before you and your future mate get together to have an offspring, you must be genetically compatible and clean through your medical history based on confidential interpretation and brain imaging. Oh my, where's this thing going to end? That your genetic predictors will be acceptable to the frame pattern of that which is determined by the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at a time of trouble, and you know the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1, that in the last days perilous times will come. Could it be that these pearls would start in the womb? That if you are not a genetic acceptable, that you are a genetic undesirable, and therefore you could be aborted before you ever become who you are. Because with the pre-screening of you and your mate, they could determine what you are going to have in a future time, even before that you are ever carrying the genetics from your mate. People have forgotten about eugenics. The fact of the matter is that eugenicists have not gone away. And newborn genetic testing is the entry into the 21st version of eugenics, she said, as she encourages that every child be tested for its genetics and every potential candidate to bring forth genetics must submit their family history to see if there's any violence behavior, flawed gene behavior, medical history, brain imaging and scanning to lessen disability and lower the cost for the sickness, as well as performance to be enhanced by those superior in genetics. You see what I'm getting at? The Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has posted a position statement on the issue, noting that many good things can result from genetic testing. So now your Association of American Physicians and Surgeons are jumping on the bandwagon. Well, you'd know that they would do that, ladies and gentlemen, if they agree to fill your children with a vaccination that contains mercury and God only knows what else combination that is put into your child's blood. Ladies and gentlemen, we are building a potential for a complete police state in America. And you don't even know it. You're out busy Christmas shopping on December the 13th. You didn't even know this happened. Guarantee it. You probably never heard of what Pastor Buddy is bringing you tonight, and unless it's leaked or misguided information that you got in some kind of a clandestine way, you won't get this on your local news channel until you can no longer prevent. Reminds me that Christmas must be a good time to get some of these bills paid. Did you know that the Federal Reserve came into, in 1913, they came into being in the Christmas season? That this bill for the authorizing the Federal Reserve is nothing but the elite international bankers. It is not a part of the government. And today, we've got 21st century people that still believe that the Federal Reserve is a part of the federal government, and it has nothing to do with it. It was rammed through, but never approved, but it's still rammed through during the Christmas holiday, just like this bill here, S-1858, signed into law on April the 24th, and was approved by the Senate on December the 13th. Man, they didn't waste any time, did they? Well, yeah, I guess April the 24th was about spring break. So that nobody, You say, well, Pastor Buddy, that was just probably a coincidence that it happened during the Christmas holidays. Oh, really? I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. If you study some of the laws that's on the book, and I did a series last week on martial law, 2 hours, and this is part of the concern that is equally significant that genetic testing could be used for purposes found immoral in the Hippocratic medical tradition. For example, a Unitarian use of testing, in this example, almost immoral, could be to test for conditions that would make an individual less useful to society for the purpose of killing that purpose, as has been done in some totalitarian systems, such as the one that I mentioned, Nazi Germany, Russia, and other places. Likewise, the use of genetic testing in attempts to breed a super race would be immoral and unethical. In these examples, the utility of the person of the society is the deciding factor set by the guidelines predetermined by a position of the government. So once the research and development of these certain genetic trends are looked at, and you don't fit into the quote-unquote acceptable conditions, then you could be eliminated even before you ever come together with your mate, because they don't have to wait till you get pregnant now to determine your genetic offspring. If you have a mate and your genetics are tested and theirs, and these paternity suits now are being decided by DNA testing. We had a man here that spent 27 years in prison before that his DNA was ever tested to clear him, because one of the guilty party happened to be working for the system. And he went free for 27 years, and the ones that they were accused in DNA cleared him. But ladies and gentlemen, the good that these things can do will be overwhelmed by the deciding factor, a position that is not ethical, either for religious or for conditional DNA, genetic makeup, or for whatever reason. When man begins to control what is acceptable in society and not, then he becomes the role of the God player. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. U.S. Representative Ron Paul, bless his heart, Republican of Texas, was one of the few voices to warn of the dangers. Before the plan's approval, he said, "I cannot, in good conscience, support legislation, no matter how much I sympathize with the legislation's stated goals, that exceed the constitutional limitations of federal power in or any way threatens the liberty of the people of America. And since S-1858 violates the Constitution and may have unintended consequences that will weaken the American healthcare system and further erode the medical privacy, I will and I must oppose it." Ron Paul said that S-1858 gives the federal bureaucracy the authority to develop a model of newborn screening program. "The Madam Speaker, the federal government lacks both the constitutional authority and the competence to develop a newborn screening program adequate for a nation as large and diverse as the United States." Speaking to the Madam Speaker, Miss Pelosi. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this lone voice was not heard. And I'm sure, probably, perhaps, that you haven't heard about those. as the federal government assumes more control over your health care and your medical privacy is becoming no longer private, but will be known and assessed prior to you coming into the world through the genetics of your offspring that produced you. Those in the medical profession should be particularly concerned about policies allowing government officials and state-favored interests to access our medical records without our consent. Remember, that was, doesn't matter whether you have consent or not, you don't have to give it now. My review of S-1858, Mr. Paul, goes on and states, indicates that the drafters of the legislation made no effort to ensure that these newborn screening programs do not violate the privacy rights of parents and children. In fact, by directing federal bureaucrats to create a contingency plan, which is in the works right now as I speak, for newborn screening in the event of a public health disaster, and they've got one in mind coming up, this bill may lead to further erosions of your medical privacy. As recent history so eloquently illustrates, politicians are more than willing to take, and people are more willing to cede liberty during times of emergency. Coming to a neighborhood, ladies and gentlemen, pre-planned for your rights to be eroded and literally snatched away even as we speak. Well, my time is all come and gone, ladies and gentlemen, here tonight on May the 3rd, here on WWCR around the world, and S-185, or 185-8, the bill that was passed and signed into law on April the 24th, ladies and gentlemen, was one that was designed through Christmas to give you a Christmas gift. While you were out shopping and singing, "Here Comes Santa Claus," the New World Order crept in unaware and took away your liberty. And especially during the time of emergency, you could be completely, for all future intentions, you, if you don't fit in the pattern, and you don't fit into their plans, you may not be able to have your genetics survive. Did you know that right now, that the gene of a gay person or a lesbian has been identified? And did you know that gay shut down a discussion of faith in a religious system? They protested because the religious system was speaking against their gay activities. And they shut it down. Did you know that lesbians were riding at Smith College during a speech? Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of things going on here in genetics that probably needs to be looked at. But it has nothing to do with good old red-blooded American people who built this country and now is signing it over piecemeal, Christmas after Christmas, bill after bill, to a state that is called police. Police state, jackbooted thugs who are demanding your children and can come in at any time. They don't have to be hungry. They don't have to be sick or diseased, they can come in now with a false warrant. And the man that had a, they had a warrant out for this man that had this young girl pregnant, the warrant has done been dropped slowly, ladies. See, ladies and gentlemen, that was the big news event. Oh, this man got this 13-year-old girl pregnant. That warrant's been dropped because it wasn't true. These are beautiful people. They were dressed right. They talked right. They were very courteous and very kind. They were Bible trained. That's what this environment of climate change in genetics is going to eliminate: good people with good intentions that believe Yahweh and the master plan. So get ready. You're listening to Shepherd's Calm, Pastor Buddy, and I've enjoyed being with you tonight in this genetic debate of the bill passed, S-1858. If you'd like to write me tonight, you can do so by addressing your cards and letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight around the world on WWCR. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. You can contact my sponsor, Dr. Gary, at 1-877-289-7439. A good buddy, Brother Paul, in Michigan, you can contact him for STEM Tech at 1-800-253-2748. Ladies and gentlemen, I know in whom I believed, and I know in whom I trust. And yet, the underpinning of our faith, the things that based us as good, moral people that believed in biblical principles, now we can't even say allegiance and cross our hand over our heart and say the word God, lest it offend some perverted type of society that seems to be gaining ground in the genetic war. Good people are in danger of becoming extinct. And I believe purposely that Satan himself has designed it to be so. Well, I got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to my website. That's Pastor Buddy at Circle Royal. That's www.circleroyal.com. Now, let me give it to you again. Visit our website, www.circleroyal.com. And I'll see you Friday night with the Scotsman on WWRB 3.185 at 11 Eastern Standard Time. I'll see you next Saturday night on WWRB 3.185, clear channel around the world, with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Then I'll rejoin you next Sunday night, Yahweh willing, on WWCR 5070 at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. Until then, Yahweh take a good liking to you and many blessings.